Welcome and thank you for tuning in to the most entertaining and informative riff podcast available on the internet today. Hosted by a man with barely more talent than a Chinese gold farmer with a loose grasp of the English language. So now prepare yourself for the most entertaining podcast ever known to mankind or any other species to roam this universe. Riff, 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 riff.
Myself down here because the room got filled up by my son. Say hello.
Hi.
So yes, my son had to stack everything into the main portion of the basement, and since this is where we mainly congregate, my son and my wife and I have very little room, so I've had very little space to, you know, set up and have quiet. So well, let's talk about a couple things. So first off, there's been some questions about what is the difference between a hard cap and a soft cap, and I've discussed it so many times because of the changes with the Hammernail armor, the patch before, that we're going to discuss that real quickly. Also, we're going to talk about the Drown Halls and Hammernail and the conclusion of the last set. And you'll have to excuse me with all the and everything. I'm having, you know, it's been a great couple of days. First off, let's talk about hard caps and soft caps. Now, as I started playing a rogue, it's been a little bit more important for me to have physical crit for my DPS spec. The other side of that, though, is there is a soft cap for dodge and parry, which is super important for my tanking spec, which is primarily what I want my rogue for. So, what does the hard cap, soft cap? Well, now, soft cap means that your abilities plus anything that adds to it from gear, okay, caps it off at a certain percentage. So, for instance, parry and block, or parry and dodge, cap off at 20%. Now, a hard cap would mean any abilities you had to push that over the cap would also not be included. So, now, for instance, there is a plus 3% dodge in the Blade Dancer build. Now, outside of the soft cap, where you can only get your equipment and your dex bonus and all of that built together to only get you 20%, the soft cap allows for your abilities and any cooldowns you have to push you over. So that would allow you to have 23% dodge, which, you know, in a lot of cases is kind of important. Right now, personally, I use the maximum HP build because, well, I don't know. At this particular time, I can't get close to the cap, so the extra 3% isn't really helping me. When I am close to the cap, then I'll definitely do it, because then that extra 3% will make a difference. Not a huge difference, but a little bit. Let's talk about the other stuff. The hard cap is when you can't go over with an ability score because it is max. For instance, there's a 60% hard cap on physical crit. That's with abilities and cooldowns included. The soft cap being 45%, I believe. But now I'm hearing it only has to do with the specific Hammernail gear because the stats are so high. What are we looking at out of the Hammernail gear? Well, there's a lot of different stuff that's going on with the Hammernail gear. There's a merchant out front you can buy stuff from, and it's all very exciting. But there was a recent patch note I want to talk to you guys about because it was hilarious. Now, the patch note was this: that you would no longer be able to get gear that dropped from the trash at the front of Hammernail. Now, why this was after some research, I found out that there were guys that were farming the front end of their until they got to the boss. Then they would sit outside and reset it. Even though the trash drops are minimal in there, it doesn't seem to make a difference. Because the trash drops themselves would be done over and over and over again by guys that were geared to do this particular encounter. They'd get up at the first boss, they'd reset, and they'd just keep doing it, farming it over and over. That gear is so much higher than any of the other gear available that is basically an exploit. You could really gear a bunch of guys, you know, that shouldn't be able to acquire that level gear early on. How that affects you as a group or a whole, you don't actually have a level check to go in there, so all you need is the appropriate level guys, and then, say, three guys that aren't level or cap and can't hit them. Suddenly they're getting tier 3 gear that all the other guys have. And you think, well, they did say that you couldn't get that many, so it shouldn't make a difference. You're right, it shouldn't, but for some reason, it's amazing how much of a difference it made. It made so much of a difference that guys were gearing entire guilds of just the trash drops and filling slots. Because, think about it, if you could get the three pieces on these three guys that don't need it, and you're running this constantly, like, oh, I don't know, Chinese gold farmers, then all of a sudden, bam, you've got a problem because the Chinese gold farmers are running entire crews of guys in there and getting stuff out of there. So then, Lord forbid, these guys could be like, hey, get your T3 gear for some new service we offer. You know, that was a problem. Also, something else the Chinese gold farmers did, which made the patch, was that you have to forgive me, I'm actually playing while I'm doing this, because I had to raid last night, so I decided I'd hop on TCB and mess around. What else they did was that, because the Chinese gold farmers were going into the front of CC, normal CC, there are a bunch of these little drake guys there on the right-hand side. So what they do is they go in, they kill these little drake things, they skin them, they go back out, they reset the instance, they come back in, they skin them, they keep doing this over and over again. Kind of like the hammer nail thing. It is a known problem they've been exploiting, and that's the thing, man. When you use things like that to your advantage, you're going to get it shut down. And people that weren't just going crazy with it, you know, that's like shortcuts in dungeons. I got to tell you, I see a lot of these little weird tricks and the fighting bosses and exploits and shortcut things. I wouldn't say there's so much exploits, but some of the shortcuts, I don't know. I said this once before, man. What if those things had F candy? What if they have ice cream, man? I say that with Karis all the time. If we leave that up, what if he drops something we need? Now, running tier 2s on CB or Lift doesn't really make a difference, but when I run tier 2s on my regular tunes, CCB, I need those trash drops. And it's such a point that I don't want to say get ugly about it, but I'm like, what if they drop ice cream? Because I think that the statement's funny. And if not, all my pets are named riffrunners.info. So, hey, you guys could do that. If you want to help promo the show, change your pet's name to riffrunners.info. All right, anyways. And now on to one of my favorite parts of the show. Shit that was said to me. But this one is in particular because I'm going to break a golden rule I've always used on the show. Now, I recorded this at a later date because actually after I recorded this show, I had this happen immediately afterwards. Actually, what you're hearing in the background is me playing in the dungeon before this happened. So here's some background. I actually was in a dungeon where I ended up doing DSM, Deep Strike Mines, for 2 hours when we finally got to Bonehue. Bonehue's the big guy that breaks in two. Okay, now I was DPS, there was a mage that was healing, and we had a cleric doing DPS. The cleric decided that she could go support. So we went through several people filling the tank roll and the spare DPS roll over and over again, not because the healer was bad, but because we kept getting weird tanks. And once we got a DPS guy that couldn't get over 100 on the parser, not that I'm measuring, because that'll be a big part of the story, just, you know, he really wasn't holding his own weight, and then he just left, so, you know, no hard feelings. We had to keep having all these weird things. Oh, and he kept pulling aggro, the guy that left only 100. He just kept, like, overshooting the tank, which pissed that tank off. We might have been good, I'll never know. But anyways, the cleric decides she's going to invite someone from her guild. And she's like, hey, I got this really good warrior. I was like, okay, cool, not a problem. And the cleric was cool, so I didn't mind bringing anybody in from her guild, because again, you make that association. Well, this person's cool, the people they associate with are cool, and we'll be, you know, be easy and going like them. Not the case. Now, I'm saying that off the beginning because, oh, this gets crazy. Okay, so she actually gets us a tank and a DPS. Not a problem. Now, keep in mind, we've been having all these problems with DPS up to this point. We do the bone hue fight, and I'm really impressed. I'm amazed. Me and this mage have been going back and forth in tells, talking about all the things going on. We can't figure out what's going on, because mage is doing great. Keep in mind, I'm parsing. I know the mage is putting out great heal numbers. All right, the end of the fight, I post a parse, because I say to the mage, I'm like, wow, you should see this. Keep in mind that the third person in our conversation up to this point has always been the cleric. So, I put out, because there are guildies of the clerics, I post this parse. Immediately, I am sent a message in the group, not in tells, in front of the group, do not post parses or else. What? I kick people from raids over posting parses. I just write, okay. I see where this is going, and I already see the dick move. Awesome tank, apparently, just like in certain other games I won't mention here, awesome tank sometimes equals total asshole. I mean, hey, when you can do whatever you want because people need you and you're in demand, it does make people dicks. And that just really takes over the minds of some really weak-minded people. All right, but anyways, let's just move on, okay? So I was like, all right, I'm going to let it ride. It was one time. It wasn't a big deal. You're being a dick, but this could be a misunderstanding. All right, then the mage, I'm telling him, you know, I'm not worried about it. He's like, no, that was bullshit. He didn't have to get like that. And said, what the hell is wrong with posting the parse? Immediately, the tank seems to back down. It's like, oh, people get into E-Peen competitions when, by the way, E-Peen? E-Peen is the dumbest fucking phrase on the fucking planet. Don't fucking say E-Peen. Say pissing contest. Say dick measuring contest. Say one-upsmanship. Don't say E-Peen. E-Peen's fucking stupid. There's no such thing as a fucking peen. It's not even a synecdochism or whatever? What the fuck that word is? For any other word, it isn't anything. E-Peen? E-Peen is less than anything. It's the digital version of nothing. Shut the fuck up about E-Peen. You say what you fucking mean. Don't dance around it like you're polite. We're past polite. You yelled at me for no reason and threatened to kick me out of a group because the only reason you became leader of is so you can mark targets. Yeah. Alright, so I got that out of my system. Alright, but I didn't say anything then because I want to get through the dungeon and I'm used to this. I played other games where, you know, the looking for group, you know, breeds assholes. So it's fine. I'll just move on. So E-Peen story, very important word here, okay? A very important point in this story because the reason it irritates me is what happens afterwards. Three lines later, the mage is like, okay. I was like, see, he might not be a dick. It could be a misunderstanding. The mage is trying to kick it, be cool with him, and says, oh, well, that's cool. Hey, I barely needed to heal you in that fight. That was pretty good. He responds with, yeah, my guild runs T2s without healers. Sometimes we take a bard or a Duracell, but I don't really need heals. Okay, you just said you did T2s with no healers, and you're yelling at me about starting an E-Ping conversation over me posting a parse because I'm glad we're finally getting somewhere in the dungeon. Okay, I'm gonna leave that alone, okay? So, we go through a couple more pulls. The guy, first off, another thing I don't understand, there are ledges there. You can run down the ledges during the lasers in the hallways. You can run down the ledges to avoid lasers to make pulls. I don't understand why people don't do this. Now, up to that next boss, the guy where they're where you have to tank him up because he'll knock you back and you know, stand a little center tile while you fight the boss because there are lasers all over the hallway. I understand why in that section you don't run on the ledges. However, every section after that does not require you to do A, pull everything between you and the first corner, and B, run through all the lasers to do that. If you're so good and you're yelling at us about us being unprofessional, you just run up on the ledges and you don't have to pull everything. Okay, if you can pull everything and you don't need heals, fine. Well, what happens when you pull everything after you made this whole conversation about how you don't need heals, right? Your guildie says, oh, well, then if you don't need me to heal, your guildie, you don't need me to heal my extra heals, I'll go back to DPS. That was stated. It was in the damn log. I'll go back to DPS. Immediately, the tank dies. Like, just gets his ass kicked. Pulled every one of the fucking spiders, all of them, in the hallway. You know what I'm talking about? It's a little hard for me to describe, but there are these groups of spiders, big spider, lots of little spiders following around up to the corner. I think there's approximately 3 or 4 groups. I'm not real sure offhand. Anyways, he pulls them all and hits the floor, splat. Okay. Now keep in mind, you just told us you don't need heals, you were so awesome. They took you at face value. The first thing out of the warrior's mouth, nobody says anything, first thing out of warrior's mouth, why did you change specs? I expect people that are in my groups, when I join them, to stay whatever they are. Keep in mind, back when he said he didn't need heals, she said she was changing specs. I'm keeping my mouth shut.
So then we go through a little bit further, like, I don't know, maybe three or four more pulls. And again, he's running through the lasers at this part. You know, he doesn't use the ledges. He pulls everything in the hallway. We get down there. We get to the DPS boss. He's like, stay on its ass. Okay, he doesn't actually mean stack on its ass. He wants us actually to stack on him, but he doesn't say that. He says stack on the little dinosaur thing where you have to kill all the crystals. He wants us to stack on its ass. I did that, but then what he actually meant was stack on me. Okay, if you don't want to stack on me, I guess you want to die. Now, he's talking to me. Again, I'm still next to the dinosaur thing. I don't know why he's getting hateful with me. I'm doing what he told me to do. But I'm keeping my mouth shut. I just want to get through this dungeon. But and he's not saying anything direct. I could just be irritable and misunderstanding this. This is something I do as personal responsibility, okay? Manners of fucking awesomeness. I always assume, just to keep the peace, that the problem could be me, and if it doesn't need my opinion, I'll leave it alone. We go to Platonis. We finally get to Platonis. The mage is having troubles with the lightning, okay? On the very first pull, he wants to pull without his guildie there, and he's facepalming in Say so that the guildie can't see it, and talking about what an idiot she is, which happened, which, again, another sign, another red flag. This guy is a fucking asshole. All right, well, she did get lost, and she's kind of hanging back, so I'll just keep my mouth shut. Maybe he knows something I don't. Maybe this is regular for this person. I don't know. Then he says, by the way, we'll just four-man this. Let's do it. And runs in without any warning aside from let's do it. Okay, we get in there. The mage is walking back and forth on the platform. And I don't know if you guys know this, but the walls pop up. Lightning comes out. And there are actually ways you can avoid the lightning by where you stand. The mage, however, has two things happen. One, he's in the lightning. As he moves out of the lightning, I have a pet out. My pet is on Platonis. The laser comes across the ground, comes up, hits the mage, or hits me, and then jumps over to the mage. I didn't leave the diocese, though. So I'm like, holy shit, that laser came up onto the diocese. So he's like, it's because of your pet. Your pet pulls lasers. My pet, again, is on Platonis. And then he says, and that's how the mage died. You got him killed with a laser. I've had enough. I didn't misunderstand that. You just blame me for something I didn't even fucking do. Lori Ann at the Fablight server on the Defiant side. If I could remember your guild name, I would. I'm going to do this because there's too much fucking anonymity, okay? I get sick of this shit, so if you go into the LFG and you group with me and you become a dick, not my interpretation of a dick, but you ride being an asshole from beginning to end and then you want to make a big deal out of it, Jesus Christ, man. At some point, I want people to have to worry about who the fuck they're talking to and how they're behaving. Not because, oh, fuck you, you fucked with the wrong guy, now I'm gonna get you. No, fuck that. Lori Ann on the Fablight server. And I will fucking spell that in the show notes. If anybody wants to know, please write me, I'll spell it for you. But Lori Ann on the Fablight server finally crossed the fucking line with me when she said, I tell you not to use your pet, but you wouldn't listen. And I responded, if anybody plays the ranger on this spec, they understand what I'm about to say. My pet equals 220 points of DPS, not because of the pet's DPS, but because of the synergy and buffs that I get from him attacking and critting and doing things. I need him out to up my damage. It's not a min-max thing. My damage significantly drops without that pet out. He says, your pet equals your fail. I've had enough. We're still talking about me wiping? Fuck that. I was like, because you would know, you're the guy that said we shouldn't have an EQPing contest, and then said that you can do T2s without healers, and then pulled everything and died with a healer. So, please forgive me, but I'm tired of listening to your bedside manner. No, I said, your bedside manner is awesome. And he starts raging. After I put this up, this is how much of a dick this is, and this is one of those moments that I feel justified, which is what this whole long-ass story is about. After I finally had enough and I post this, you know, again, E-peen, you don't need healers, and then you died and we had a healer, .. what the fuck is wrong with you? I didn't say what the fuck is wrong with you, but he voted to kick me. And failed. I only found out because the mage told me there was a vote to kick me. Now, what the hell is going on with Lorianne at the Fablight server that you couldn't kick me from a group of people you're with? That is how much of a dick you are, and I hope this serves, because I warned you at the end of that fight where you started talking about fail and all this shit. I warned you. I posted the parse right before I left on purpose. I hope that really got your fucking steam up, because I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you, but you need to learn to deal with people. This is not a social experiment for you to just be a jackass. It is the internet. Everybody gets to do what they want. But, I mean, keep in mind, that means I can do what I want. So go fuck yourself, buddy. And I hope you learn a valuable lesson from this. You attempted to do something and were such an asshole, people you were with refused to support you. So that is what it is. There are assholes everywhere. However, I cannot believe how deep this went. And I broke my golden rule, and I'm putting this in there, because the moral of this story is, just because you can be an asshole doesn't mean you're going to get away with it. And it doesn't mean that you're going to get what you want. You just look like an asshole. We got through the dungeon, and you left frustrated. I left with a good story to put on my internet podcast, which, by the way, you said you were obviously thinking no one you knew would find out. Last thing I said to you, though, Lori added the Fabelite server into our entire group, was that this is my website, I do a podcast, and at least two people you know are going to find out about this. I hope you wonder the rest of your life if they listened to the show and found out how much of an asshole I said you were. I hope they did, Lorianne, at the Fabelite server. I hope they did. So let me just say, man, that's it. Let's move on. I wanted to get that out there because I had enough rage and bullshit. I mean, this took another hour and 10 minutes after this idiot joined the raid and was telling us how awesome they were. Here's where I am with it. I gotta tell you that it's things like this that do ruin the game.
And now back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
I don't know. At the culmination of it, I think the biggest problem with using exploits is you're gonna ruin the game for people that A, don't want you to be taking advantage of it so that they get their hands smacked, and B, don't get me wrong, I never used either of these exploits, but it would have been one of those things that would have been kind of funny to go into the place and skin a bunch of bats and check that out before it got taken out. I would have loved to have seen how that whole thing worked out. In the end, though, my biggest problem is these guys were gearing people that shouldn't have been geared, that shouldn't have been in there, and then it was ruining the game for everybody else. Now, drowned halls. There's a lot of talk about the new 10-man sliver. Now, what people are saying is, oh, you know, what do you need to get in there? How does it go? From what I'm understanding, and I talked to Moko. Moko's my go-to guy. Moko is the shit. Now, Moko is big-time numbers. He does a lot of min-maxing, and he is a smart dude. So, much props to Moko. Now, Moko and I talked very briefly, and I talked to a few other players that have actually gone in and done it. The first guy is a tank and spank. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's where you just go in, you heal the tank, everybody DPSs, there's not a whole lot to the mechanics of the fight, and the fight's over fairly quickly. Why that's important? Well, it's important for this reason. In a tank and spank, in a 10-man dungeon where they're dropping above tier 2 level gear, that's significant, because in the end, What do you gear out with if you don't want to go to, you can't get into GSB? A lot of guilds will be stepping into the 10-man to do them, and then moving up from the 10-man to the next one. That's huge. I mean, that's really starting to stagger rating in the game. Now, I know a lot of people probably won't see it that way. They'll be like, oh, you know, it doesn't really seem that significant to me. The truth is, it's majorly significant. If you don't know how significant it is, you're not at the part of the game where this counts. It is so significant that if they didn't do it, I was really worried about how this game was going to actually progress and have content. But really, and you know, I don't know how many of you did this. I did it a lot. But you go back and you do some of the tier 2s and some of the T3s because they're fun. And they're kind of exciting to perform, you know, stupid tricks in. And, you know, you want to go with your friends. And you have favorites. Now, with this inclusion, they can put slivers everywhere. 10-man's progressing up. And then now they have these two separate levels of T1 10-mans and T2 10-mans. And then T1 20-mans and T2 20-mans. That's pretty huge. I mean, don't get me wrong, I am excited for it, and I do think it's innovative, and I wish I had gotten in there on day one. But the truth is, I really kind of want to do it with CB. I'm not so excited to do it with Lyft. TCB. I want to do it with my Rogue. But I'm not so excited to do it with Lyft, mostly because it doesn't really make that big of a difference to me. I mean, in the end, it's...
you know, it's just gear I'm probably not going to use. I mean, my guildies, Reborn Destiny, have really, really gone out of their way to gear me out lately. I've got almost everything I need at this point. So, I don't know. It's not such a big deal to me. All right, well, let's move on to a couple more items I want to discuss before I forget. One of the big ones is the, well, you know what? I'm going to just talk about how I like the new marks. We're going to move to that. I'll come back to the... Oh, that's what... No, the Marks of Ascension. The Marks of Ascension being added to the T2's random thing is awesome. And people were talking about how, oh, this is going to let people build marks too fast. Really, let's look at it this way. I can build significantly my version of rest XP by not running on a specific guy every day of the week. But I can only build no more than 7 of these in a week. Now, even if I, as an average, because if I save these up, sure, I could get more than 7 in a week. I could get 14 in 1 week. But then the next week, I'd only get 7, and every week after that, I'd only get 7. The average would stay at 7. Hi, it's me. I just want to let you know what that damn tapping noise in the background. As I'm sitting here and I'm editing and I'm like, God, I just don't want to keep playing music over this entire episode. So, that music, or that, not the music, well, the little beat in the background, is actually my macro, which all I do on my ranger is tap one, then I hit a finisher, then I tap one, then I hit a finisher, then I tap one, and if I, that's what that is, over and over again. So, okay, back to the show. So, it's significant because it's a huge, huge thing. People are going to be able to get marks. And I've had a couple of instances where I just needed one damn mark. And there was no way for me to get just one. You know, I had to wait a week for my raids to clear. So I am kind of excited about that. If you get close, now you can do some, you know, T2s and build your way there. The inclusion of the new equipment was something else I wanted to talk about. Some of these things are so expensive. Now, I'm an outfitter and runecrafter on CB. I went ahead and bought the runecrafting mats recipe because I thought, hey, you know, this will be kind of, you know, significant. I really want to check this out. It should make a huge difference, and maybe I can make some money off it. Because let's face it, right now, everybody's needing money to buy the mats. So, day one, I go on, and somebody's got them up there for 125 plat. There's just one. 125 plat for this thing.
Show me the money!
Jerry, you better yell!
Show me the money!
Now, in the end, it cost me about 12 plat to produce this item. I can't see sell... Oh, and 5 plat to list it. So, I can't see selling it for less than, say, 30, because I'm the double guy. I think if you put something on the auction house, you should try and get around double for it. But realistically, you need 4 of these and 125 for a bunch of the recipes for your mages. 125 for 4 of these? I need 500 plat to make something. That's not including the other shit I gotta buy. Are you out of your fucking mind? You know, no, I don't think so. So, it's one of those things, like the Kunvi thing. I don't think people should, you know, get as much as you can. Sure, I'm all for capitalism. But be careful about overdoing it, because when you go all crazy, and you're like, oh yeah, well I built this whole idea that I was gonna, I don't know, make cloth the rest of my life, you know, Spirit Weave was like that for a while. People made Spirit Weave and put it up there for ridiculous prices when there wasn't any available. Man, this is a piece, it's a fucking Witch Weave bolt and Spellspun bolt. It's 4 times the mats to make one of these than any other bolt. Okay, so I can see it being, you know, relative to that. But when you put it up there for 10 times the cost, that's fucking ridiculous. I don't think people realize that, you know, you could make a significant amount of money and not destroy the market by inflating it. People say, oh, you're destroying the market when you, you know, take things away like that. No, I think overinflating the market is the biggest problem with destroying it. But that's my personal opinion. I'm not like some sort of big economic guru. Alright, man. Well, again, I'm sorry about the Reborn Destiny show. I was going to get it out. I had some personal issues. Now you guys know what the personal issues were. I've got all kinds of craziness going on. I don't even have the damn pipe fixed yet. When it does get fixed, we'll go back to business as normal, but I didn't want to leave you guys hanging. Special thank you to Karis, who is my favorite person of female gender in Colorado. And Special thanks to, again, Moko. Moko, who was always on top of this shit. He's like my research assistant. Moko, the research assistant. Also, Moko, it will be noted, Moko put out huge DPS this week. However, who really impressed me was I saw a cleric in a big AoE fight pull 4,888 on my parser. Now, he had a little bit higher parser. It was like 4,900. The reason I'm going to quote my parser is because I may or may not, I don't know how involved I'm going to get in today's show, I may or may not list a screenshot of the parse. But it was amazing. You know, I was super impressed. So, another thing, I wanted to go to the PAX event. You know, there's a, I'll link it up there. Send me to PAX from Treon. They had a thing where you had to post a video and, you know, do a little thing why you should be the one, get creative, why it should be you. I wanted to do this badly, but the problem with me doing it was, again, the basement flooded, and the only way I could really come up with a creative idea was I wanted to do a green screen bit in front of a rift and then do a couple other things. Well, it was so popular amongst the people I was talking to about it that I decided at some point I will do this video commercial for Rift Runners, and that even if it's not Send Me to PAX, I will totally put this out for you Rift Runners guys. And, you know, my face that was made for radio will destroy YouTube. So, alright. Well, I think that's about it, man. I'm out to the end of my my rant. So, okay, well, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for keeping the game I love alive. Keep on trucking right into the show, dimrootriffrunners@gmail.com. Leave comments on our website at riffrunners.info. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm really, really pumped for, you know, getting into Hammernail and Drowned Hall, so maybe we'll talk about that. Also, the Reborn Destiny show is coming because I really think that's really important. We have a lot of discussions, you know, after raids and stuff about how DKP works and how guild structuring, raid structuring, benching people. There's really informative things that I sometimes sit there and think, gosh, you know, I really wish we had a show about how we run guild and things we do, because I kind of feel like it would help people. So we are totally doing the Reborn Destiny show. I just don't know when we're going to get around to it. And also I got to figure out how to come up with a good song for the beginning of that. Right now, just so you guys know, I'm kicking around the idea of the Simon Says song. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It's got the old Godzilla, that's the joke, it's got the old Godzilla theme at the beginning of it in a beat. And it's really, really, really something I'm looking forward to trying out. So, alright, man, well, that's it. This has been Rift Runners. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Buy a t-shirt, keep my children fed. No, not really. I'm really hoping to sell some t-shirts, man. I want to do a giveaway, and the only way I can do that, because, again, I'm a fat guy living in a flooded basement lately, is that I need to be able to pay for a giveaway. So you guys buying t-shirts will help the show, because the show will then, you know, do a giveaway. And, hey, the only people that won't be eligible for the giveaway, I'm sorry before we get here, guys. I know it's going to break your hearts. The only people not eligible will be people that currently are in Reborn Destiny that would have inside information to the trivia question I'm going to ask. I've already got that all planned out. So that's what we're going to do. To improve listenership, we're probably going to do it. If I can figure out a way that I could do it without having to exclude them, I will. Okay, well, thank you for listening. It's kind of a short show, but it's, you know, it's me ranting, so, you know, no harm, no foul. Plus, I make this joke all the time. All the comments I get are always how awesome Dre and Karis are, and I was like, well, I mean, shit, why should I even bother showing up? I'll just let you guys run the show, I'll edit it afterwards. So, I won't talk, so that the people that are unhappy with my unprofessional behavior and all my vulgar cursing can go fuck themselves. Alright. Well, that's it, man. Thanks for listening. We are the Defiant.
Fucking MC name. I don't need a goddamn MC name. I got nothing to hide. You got something to say?
George Watsky doesn't need a fucking MC name.
Fuck, 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 fuck. a fucking MC name. I don't need a goddamn MC name. I got nothing to hide. You got something to say?
George Wansky doesn't need a fucking MC name.
What's in a name, man? Flow comes first. I'm never gonna curse that I get the worst when I roam the earth. It's a ridiculous coincidence that shows my worth. You know, my parents went and chose my MC name at birth. I don't need a-